Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network, where we believe living for Jesus the Christ is easier than you think when you meditate on His Word in small bite portions every day. I am your host, Sherry T., and this is the best day of your life because God is in control. We hope these few moments of Bible reading and prayer will empower you to have faith in God, inspire you to pray for your family, friends, and community, and live every day in fellowship with Jesus. Our affirmation for today is, we are excited, blessed, grateful, and most of all, we are believers for life. We believe in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Most gracious Father in heaven, the Creator of heaven and earth, in the stillness of this moment, we turn our hearts toward You as we begin another episode of Daily Manna, and we reflect on the depth of Your teachings. Grant us the ability to ponder in the profound truths of our faith. And give us the strength and the courage to share the insight with our family, our friends, and our community as they resonate with our souls. May the time of reflection lead us closer to You. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life.
The Gospel according to John.
Chapter 7. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill Him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto Him,
Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world.
For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When He had said these words unto them, He abode still in Galilee. But when His brethren were gone up, then went He also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Then the Jews sought Him at the feast, and said,
Where is He?
And there was much murmuring among the people concerning Him. For some said,
He is a good man.
Others said,
Nay, but He deceiveth the people.
Howbeit, no man spake openly of Him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying,
How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?
Jesus answered them and said,
My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh His glory that sent Him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?
The people answered and said,
Thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee?
Jesus answered and said unto them,
I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Then said some of them of Jerusalem,
Is not this He whom they seek to kill? But lo, He speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto Him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is.
Then cried Jesus in the temple as He taught, saying,
Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but He that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know Him, for I am from Him, and He hath sent me.
Then they sought to take Him,
But no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said,
When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?
The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them,
Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come.
Then said the Jews among themselves,
Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this, that he said, Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come?
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying,
If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said,
Of a truth, this is the prophet.
Others said,
This is the Christ.
But some said,
Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?
So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them,
Why have ye not brought him?
The officers answered,
Never man spake like this man.
Then answered them the Pharisees,
Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed.
Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them,
Doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth?
They answered and said unto him,
Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet.
And every man went unto his own house. Chapter 8. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him,
Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them,
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her,
Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?
She said,
No man, Lord.
And Jesus said unto her,
Neither do I condemn thee. Go, and sin no more.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying,
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
The Pharisees therefore said unto him,
Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true.
Jesus answered and said unto them,
Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me.
Then said they unto him,
Where is thy Father?
Jesus answered,
Ye neither know me nor my Father.
If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them,
I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come.
Then said the Jews,
Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come.
And he said unto them,
Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Then said they unto him,
Who art thou?
And Jesus saith unto them,
Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him.
They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them,
When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him,
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
They answered him,
We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free?
Jesus answered them,
Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father.
They answered and said unto him,
Abraham is our father.
Jesus saith unto them,
If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father.
Then said they to him,
We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God.
Jesus said unto them,
If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Then answered the Jews and said unto him,
Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil?
Jesus answered,
I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
Then said the Jews unto him,
Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom makest thou thyself?
Jesus answered,
If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
Then said the Jews unto him,
Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?
Jesus said unto them,
Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying,
Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Jesus answered,
Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him,
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,
which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said,
Is not this he that sat and begged?
Some said,
This is he.
Others said,
He is like him.
But he said,
I am he.
Therefore said they unto him,
How were thine eyes opened?
He answered and said,
A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight.
Then said they unto him,
Where is he?
He said, I know not.
They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them,
He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see.
Therefore said some of the Pharisees,
Well, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day.
Others said,
How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?
And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again,
What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes?
He said,
He is a prophet.
But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying,
Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see?
His parents answered them and said,
We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind.
But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not.
He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself.
These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents,
He is of age, ask him.
Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him,
Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.
He answered and said,
Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
Then said they to him again,
What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?
He answered them,
I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
Then they reviled him and said,
Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
The man answered and said unto them,
Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
They answered and said unto him,
Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?
And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him,
Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
He answered and said,
Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
And Jesus said unto him,
Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
And he said,
Lord, I believe.
And he worshipped him. And Jesus said,
For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind.
And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him,
Are we blind also?
Jesus said unto them,
If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see. Therefore your sin remaineth.
This concludes our scripture reading for today. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. After a word from our sponsor, we will continue with praise and worship. Life can be a whirlwind. Taking time for self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Your mental well-being is an important part of your daily routine. Have you ever experienced negative thoughts of depression, loneliness, or scarcity? Unlock the peace from within by texting BELIEVE, BELIEVE, to 877-670-1975 and receive our weekly words of encouragement. Nothing is more powerful than an ideal whose time has come. About 5 years ago, this quote by Victor Hugo became real to me when I found myself in a place of pain, loss, and depression. Here I was sitting in my favorite chair trying to figure out my life after being unemployed for about 6 years due to a freak accident at work. As I was recovering from my injuries, I realized that I no longer wanted to, nor could I do the work I had been doing for years. It became evident that I needed to reinvent myself. I began searching the internet and asking friends and family for help, which brought little to no results. I began soul searching, seeking God for direction. Day after day and week after week, I sought God, trying to get clarity on how I could use my gifts and talents to improve, empower others to live out their God-given potential and make an impact in the world. One night before retiring, I asked Infinite Intelligence to give me a phrase that consisted of three words that would impact the way people thought, lived, and lived their lives every day. I enjoy reading those 66 books, Genesis to Revelations. I believe that when we understand the principles and the promises of God's Word, they can be life-changing. And as I was seeking God for revelation and direction, one day, destiny and time came together and God answered my prayer with this phrase, Believer for Life. Wow. I wondered how these words could give people hope, value, and joy. It was in my aha moment I considered what Believer for Life meant to me. It represented the good in all of us. Being a believer for life gave me hope in my pain, calm in my storm, and comfort in my loss. Being a believer for life interrupted my darkness and illuminated the light. You and I know that life is not always peaches and cream, but reveals the bumps and the bruises of discouragement, hurt, and pain that can cost us our life savings, our personal relationships, and even our health. This is what I know for sure. What God did for me, He will also do for you. God answers prayer. Today, I want you to see yourself as a believer for life, an overcomer no matter what. Believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord God. Called according to His purpose. Believe that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Yes, I am a believer for life. And I come to encourage you today to give someone hope and believe that they too are a believer for life.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Daily Manna on the Echoes of Faith Living Bible Hub Network. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Become a member of our community. Support, like, and subscribe. Visit our website at livingbiblehub.com.